This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
We're just about to talk to Pastor Clement Chauke, and we're talking about Pearls of Wisdom with Clement Chauke, bringing the prayer and motivation for 2024 exams. And I'm not quite sure, I think I'm not quite sure if it's on our side, if the issue is on our side or where he's at. So I'll try to connect with him some other way. He had already connected. We were ready to just go, but something just happened just now, and we have to reconnect with him. Let's do this as we connect with him.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Radio buzzing of life, 657 AM.
I'm dancing like a young person because that makes you dance. Richard Smallwood and the Smallwood Singers and the song God of Promise. 22 minutes just after one. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at, and it is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. And at 3, Germany Johannels will be saying hello to you on something else. And on the line, I'm joined now by Pastor Clement, TC Speaker. Do I still say TC Speaker, or should I just say TC Chauke today? How are you, Muruti?
I'm good, thanks, and as well.
I am blessed of the Lord. Let me greet.
Muruti. Speaker and Chauke are still in the same group, so both either way.
Same WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Let me take a moment and greet Frank Jacobs, enjoying the music thereof, and also greeting family, and also greeting Martino Malembe, all the way in Durban, in KZN. He is tuned in Hillcrest. Thank you so much for choosing us, Sam Martino. It's always an honor, Sir Martino Malembe. And Muruti, we have Pastor Clement TC Chauke, we have Pastor Clement TC Speaker, we have Pearls of Wisdom. Can you define those before we can go into what we are all about today? So can you tell us who is Pearls of Wisdom?
So Pearls of Wisdom basically is a leadership movement that focuses on the training and equipping leaders to become better leaders in their society. Because one thing when it comes to leadership, there's no one in the world who becomes a leader by default. Mm. I know that there are most people who have a saying that says some people were born leaders, but truth be told, no one is born a leader. Leadership on its own, it requires wisdom. And when it comes to wisdom, it takes also experience for one to grow in wisdom. So you cannot be born a leader. Because when you are young, you are without experience. So leadership goes hand in hand with wisdom. So this platform, it is designed to, you know, call a collective of speakers, people who have walked the path in the academic space, in ministry, in business, and different walks of life to, you know, transmit their wisdom to the aspiring generation of which will become their successors.
Now, tell me about the marriage between Pearls of Wisdom, Pastor Clement TC Speaker, Pastor Clement TC Chauke, and Miss Influence.
So basically, the marriage on its own, it comes from the vision. The person behind it is the same person. It's more like, you know, when we speak about Jesus, Jesus being the Lamb of God, and then we read about him being a lion, we read about him being the Son of Man, we read about him being the Son of God, it all points down to the same person, which has to do, you know, with the kingdom of God. But we have multiple faith sets for different platforms. So when it comes to Clementine Speaker, the work that I do in schools, when I travel different schools in our country, I go there as a transformational speaker, not as a pastor who goes to preach. So I also have an evangelical work that I do in the community where I preach, and also on Sundays I pastor a church. Miss Influence on its own is an organization that congregates women from different walks of life to empower them, equip them. The scripture in the Bible says you are the salt of the earth. So the vision behind is to, you know, give them that belief and also remind them that they have power to influence, because salt, when you pour it into water, water doesn't influence the salt. Vice versa, it is the salt that influences the water or the meat that you are cooking. So meat influence on the organization. It was better to equip women to become influencers, to change the status quo of our country, to influence their community, not to be influenced by things. Because we're living in a generation of a moral decay, and social media on its own, you know, it perpetuates a decay in such a way that most women are influenced to do things in a negative way. So the platform is influenced. It is to redeem the society, bring back morals in the society where we are experiencing a high rate of moral decay.
Wow, and also restoring their dignity back. I remember meeting some of the ladies who were part of Miss Influence, and they have gone through life, but now the dignity, they got their dignity back. Let me greet Sir Nkululeko Vilakazi. When we see you, we are thinking of the Soweto spiritual singers. And he says he's listening from just around the corner. Ay, mara wanganuti hello. Ah, mara, yes. Muruti, Mara, this is unfair. How, Mara? How, Putunkululeko? No. Ngena, uti hello. He should via here. He can't just be around the corner. Ay, it doesn't work. So, Muruti, where do you get the energy to do all of this, to balance all of this? I mean, now it's time for exam. You're already there. And I saw some of the videos of you at schools talking to our young people and letting them know that Munati, how fail. And by the time you realize that you had too much fun, it is too late. The exams are written. You have a child. You have to raise a child, and your peers are ahead of you. So you were challenging them, and also challenging those who have made those mistakes to say, you can still stand up. You can still stand up. I saw those videos. So where do you get the energy, and how do you balance all of this? You're also a pastor. You also do graphics. Ooh. All right. Let me breathe. Where do you get, how do you balance?
I think for me, what I've learned is order of priorities. You know, each and every day when you wake up, you will have something on your table that you need to do. But it's important that you plan your day in advance, your months in advance, your years in advance. So have a schedule to say, this week, this is going to be my priority. Next month, I'm going to prioritize this. Next year, I'm going to prioritize that. So the question that you're asking me, I keep on getting this question again and again from so many people. And I tell them that I plan my days in advance. I know how to, you know, prioritize things. So if today graphic design was not part of my schedule, I'm not going to entertain it. Like the system that we are getting into right now, schools soon, they will be writing exams. Main focus will be examinations, and we won't be able to do, you know, school outreach programs like we were doing the whole entire year. So I've dedicated my October to December for media interviews. So that's how I prioritize my day.
So tell us about the prayer and motivations for exams 2024. But before you do that, let me greet Vivian Delport, all the way from Wellington, Western Cape, listening to us right now. Hello to you, Vivian. Thank you. So, Vivian, I hope it's Vivian. Yeah, it's Vivian Delport. Thank you so much for joining us. So, how does it work? How can we be part of it and join hands with you as communities as you're going around these schools praying? And what is the importance of praying for our children during the exam time?
The importance of praying for our children during examination time, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, study to show thyself approved unto God. And we've seen that even throughout, you know, generations, to read the book of Ezekiel, before Ezekiel began his ministry, first thing first that came down from heaven, it was a scroll, which is a symbol of a book. You read in the book of Revelation chapter 5, there's a scroll, which is a symbol of a book. Reading on its own, it's part of, you know, the history of the church. So when we approach examination times, we need to also, you know, set up a time where we will pray for our kids, pray for God's covering. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, in the book of Isaiah, that says, the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So you need to understand, number one, wisdom is a spiritual thing. Number two, knowledge is a spiritual thing. Number three, understanding is a spiritual thing. So when you get into examination room, these three things are tested: your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. So we need to come to the place where, you know, when our children approach examination time, we must come before the Lord, pray for them, ask the Lord, grant them wisdom, give them knowledge and understanding for their studies. Because some of them, the reason why, you know, they're not performing well in their studies is because of they are experiencing spiritual attacks.
Sure.
If we read the Bible when it says, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is a spiritual thing. We know that when it comes to the kingdom of darkness, the enemy always opposes the things of God. So if there's a spirit of understanding, that also means there is also the spirit of misunderstanding, or rather say, lack of understanding. When the Bible says there's a spirit of wisdom, it also means that on the other side, there is spirit of foolishness. When the Bible says, it speaks about the spirit of knowledge, it means on the other side, there is also the spirit of lack of knowledge. And we know that the enemy, you know, specializes in stealing. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So it is in this period, in this season, that we need to come together, pray, and ask the Lord for covering and for him to bring down the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding upon our young people as they will be writing their examinations. Mm. Yesterday I was at a school, I was preaching at an assembly. Truth be told, I've experienced the power of God moving, you know, God working in each and every young person's life. And you could tell even in their faces that there's an impartation that is taking place. When I left the school, young people were full of hope. Young people were more confident, believing that they are going to make it. And I remember saying to them that if you don't know how you're going to do it, I'm here to tell you this morning that there is nothing impossible with God. If you have God by your side, all things are possible. So that brought hope into their life, and I believe that they'll be results.
Wow, I love how you're explaining it, the different kinds, because we never think about wisdom, about understanding. We only think about those scriptures when we're thinking the word, right? So breaking it down this way, it's so beautiful. Frank Jacobs, hello to you. He says he is listening all the way from Cape Town today. Thank you so much, Frank. It's always an honor to have you with us. Let's take a break and then come back to talk to Pastor Clement Chauke some more.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Keep listening to your daily companion. Download our app on the App Store or Play Store, or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
That was, those were the Soweto Spiritual Singers on the lead lira and the song Something Inside So Strong. 20 minutes just before 2, right here on Heart to Heart with Miss Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3. Tot! On Say Hello to Germany, you and else on Something Else of Driir. We are here with you right here on Heart to Heart. Ek is nie alleen, maar ek praat nog met Pastor Clement TC Speaker. Will I ever get used to changing it? Maramuruti, hey, wait, it's in my heart. It's in my heart. You'll remain the speaker.
I am
a speaker throughout. Now, Muruti, yes. Let's talk to the parents, the guardians, the elderly brothers and sisters, how we can be there for our young stars who will be writing their exams in a short while. I think some of the exams are starting now in October. And then, yeah, because I know that every time I had a birthday, they would even forget it sometimes at home because I would be writing exams and maybe the whole house is writing exams. So I know that once my birth month is knocks in, it's exam time. So I know that there are others who are starting now in October. How do we support them?
Yeah, so thanks for that question. The period that we are in right now, especially for, you know, the grade 12s, the period where most of them, they start to, you know, experience anxiety, a whole lot of pressure, you know, that comes from the workload from school, workload from other things of which it is part of, you know, their daily chores and, you know, the other societal activities and et cetera. And we know with our grade 12 that they've been attending school from Monday to Sunday, especially with public schools. They've been attending Monday to Sunday. And now that they are going to write examinations, I know they will be, you know, given break from attending classes the way they used to attend. There's a scripture in the Bible, of course, when we read in the book of Genesis, we find out that it took God 6 days to create the heavens and earth. And the Bible records that on the seventh day, God rested and he called the seventh day Sabbath. So the key word here is rest. So even with the children of Israel in the Old Testament, one of the things that they needed to do was to observe Sabbath. Observing Sabbath is observing the importance of rest. You need to rest as a person. You can't be, you know, waking throughout and throughout and throughout. I always say this to people that, you know, the way I do a whole lot of things, every opportunity that I get to sleep or rest, I utilize it because it's very much important that your body should, you know, time and again, get time to rest. So what I would like to say to parents, including students or learners who will be writing examinations, never ever fall into a trap of straining yourself, studying beyond, you know, your capacity. The moment you feel that your body is reaching a certain peak that says to you, now you need to rest. Create time to rest. So prioritize rest. Have your moment of Sabbath during examination period.
All righty then. Muruti, thank you so much for talking to us. I know that next week you're bringing some young people with you.
Yes, yes. We are there to speak about prayer and motivation for exams.
All righty then. Muruti, I'm going to allow you to just take a moment and pray for those who are writing their examinations. I know there are those who are writing in primary, there are those who are writing in secondary schools, and we have also tertiary institution learners also who are writing. Can we take them to the Lord in prayer?
Amen. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity as a county that we are still able to gather the way we are gathering right now on the airwaves. We are praying, Heavenly Father, for the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of understanding upon young people as they will be writing their examinations. I pray, Heavenly Father, against anxiety that may try to stop them from excelling in their exams. I pray, Heavenly Father, that give them grace, give them wisdom, to can also create time in their busy schedule to rest. I pray, Heavenly Father, for those who are restless from inside, give them peace. You are the Lord of peace. I pray for peace in their lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your blessings and your grace that we will excel in all our subjects as we will be writing. And I pray for abundant health in our bodies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, we thank you.
Amen. Muruti, how can we get involved?
For those who would like to get involved and be part and parcel of the prayer and motivation session that we'll be having on the 19th of October in Hammanskraal, you can contact us on 061-497-9952. 061-497-9952. And just so before I leave, the people that we'll be having on that day will be having Rian Vesler as a keynote speaker. And Omega Kuno from Spirit of Praise will be ministering in a song. Godfrey Matangu as well on that day, he'll be ministering in a song. Sima Bugeya will be a facilitator. And thanks to our host, Pastor Tiamo Mashinshi, the event coordinator. So I invite everybody, please be part of this. Let's come together and pray for South Africa.
On the 19th of October in Hammanskraal.
Yes.
And I see a message coming that came in, but I believe that Ugan, Africa? Okay, it says, please pray for my son, Ugan, Africa, writing exams at UJ College. I believe that Ugan has been covered. Nemoruti, as we were praying.
Yes, amen, amen.
Yeah, so it's happening on the 19th of October in Hammanskraal. We are inviting everybody who can be there to come pray for our children's exams, stand together. And I think you should bring Bontate Kuno when you come next week. Hi, not just the young people. Yes, let's hear why. Let's hear it from them. Why is it so important for them to also stand in and pray for our young people? So, yeah, thank you so much,
yeah.
Muruti, for talking to us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
All righty then. And that is Pastor Clement T.C. Chauke, or T.C. Speaker, if you would like to call him like that. He is also the Pearls of Wisdom. That is bringing everybody together, bringing our youngsters together who are writing under one roof to have a prayer session with some of the artists who will be going with Pearls of Wisdom to those areas. And also it's not only going to be prayer, but it will also be together. It will be running together with motivation, so our young people would be motivated as well. The time now is exactly 12 minutes just before 2, and just after the 2 o'clock news bulletin, I will be talking to Dr. Dimakatso Tembe, who is a radiologist, and we are talking or raising awareness on breast cancer.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now.
Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.